Dr. Cedarquist, it's a pleasure to be talking with you. I know you're a board-certified bariatric physician, one of only 250 in the country, who has a specialization in nutrition and metabolism, and your primary focus is weight management. I've seen so many caregiving healthcare situations where food is indeed medicine. Yet I'll tell you, we have so little time to spend on making sure our loved ones get the proper nutrition. We have so little time to spend making sure we get the proper nutrition. Is that why you created Silver Cuisine by BistroMD?
Yes, absolutely. People underestimate how much time it takes to eat well. It's sort of this thing that, oh, yeah, we all should eat well. It's easy to do. But it's actually complex. You know, eating well will be different things for different people, but usually we're looking about, you know, trying to get good quality sources of lean protein, which would be protein without a lot of fat. And the preparation of protein, like chicken, fish, turkey, lean pork, it's work. You know, you have to buy it. You have to make sure you cook it to the appropriate temperature, that it's safe to eat, but then it's not, you know, chewy and too overdone. You have to make sure you use it before it expires and goes bad. And then what are you going to serve with it? You know, it takes a planning, the timing of when to cook this so that this is ready with that. It is quite a bit of work. What I find is when people don't have a lot of time, they default to what's easy. Ordering things from restaurants, you know, taking foods to go, sometimes buying frozen meals in the grocery store, which may be very, very high in sodium and actually fairly low in protein, you know, not giving you what you really need for good quality nutrition.
Well, and food, as far as I'm concerned, is indeed medicine. I saw what my mom went through with my dad, and he had cancer, and he had high diabetes, and what she went through to get him to eat and be comfortable with what he was eating, the time it took. The thing we caregivers don't have is time. And like you say, we default to the easy solutions. You know, I always say that we caregivers, unfortunately, spend a lot of time ordering our food through a clown's mouth in a drive-thru, which makes it worse. I think it makes the health of your loved one worse, doesn't it?
Well, you know, restaurant foods are not designed to keep you healthy. They're designed so that you'll buy more food. You know, it's very tempting, giving, you know, very, very large portions to justify, you know, what's in there. Often a lot of sodium, sometimes a lot of chemicals. You know, so the desire for fast, often fast and easy, is often divorced from that of health. So, you know, years ago when I was working with my patients, many of them were older. Some would be widows or widowers, and they're like, you know, I don't want to cook for one. Mm. That's a hard thing. Like sometimes even as people get older, they're willing to cook for two, but even that gets hard. But cooking for one is a challenge. You're going to have all the ingredients to, you know, make those meals. So people would end up just not eating well or only eating cereal or having pasta every night. And one of the things that's very, very important is as you age, you actually do need to have the good quality proteins in your diet, because if you don't get them from your diet, your body will break down muscle tissue to get the amino acids we need for our lives. What happens when you're older is you're breaking muscle tissue down and you're not really building it the way you do when you're younger and when you're exercising and doing weight training. So people get weaker and weaker. That's one of the things you see with somebody really struggling to get out of a chair, especially if they're carrying extra weight. The muscle strength of the legs are not enough to compensate for the extra weight gain that's present. And the more that happens, the less mobile people are, the less they walk, the less they can walk, the more likely they can fall. All of that downward spiral that we see that certainly can be made better with good nutrition and can be made worse with lack of good nutrition.
Tell me how Silver Cuisine works.
Well, the way Silver Cuisine works is that you get to pick and choose what you would like. I think Bistro MD has 160 meals or something. There's constantly ones that are in the pipeline and being added. They are made to be low sodium but high taste, minimal processing. You know, we really use very, very pure ingredients. But what we're looking for is quality lean proteins at all the meals, including breakfast, and then vegetables, healthy complex carbs, basically the type of healthy diet that everyone agrees is really good for us. One thing that I think is, you know, a lot of times people are like, we don't need help with breakfast. Breakfast is easy. People can just pour a bowl of cereal. They can, you know, cook a bagel. But again, maintaining muscle mass requires the regular intake of lean protein. And one of my favorite meals that you can get from Silver Cuisine are these wonderful frittatas, like sweet onion frittata with turkey sausage. It's absolutely delicious, and you're really giving your body that lean protein more than just the carbohydrate, with many times in cereals is just, you know, very processed and sometimes very high in sugar. We know as people get older, they also tend to gain weight, which increases blood pressure and increases diabetes risk and all of those other things. So if we can keep the healthier meals throughout the day, all the better. But with Silver Cuisine, there is the opportunity to pick and choose what you like. If somebody does not eat fish, or they don't want any beef dishes, or they really, you know, anything they don't want, they can have out. Things that they really enjoy, they can order more of. But each meal is a very balanced meal that it can be stored in the freezer and then can be microwaved in 5 minutes. So it's very, very simple.
Give me the process of how it works. I decide that the weight gain, diabetes, high blood pressure, the way I'm eating, the way my loved one's eating is only going to cause us more health challenges, and I want to make a change. How do I work with Silver Cuisine?
Yeah, so with Silver Cuisine, a lot of the ordering is done online. However, there is a great customer service department for those who are, you know, wary of ordering things online or not sure how to do it. But there are many menu choices, and there's several different options for shipping. Like our largest shipping is, I think, 20 meals. So being able to pick 20 meals, but then those meals are actually shipped directly to your home. They're prepared, you know, and sent with dry ice, and then you actually have them. They can be like any of the breakfast meals work well. Some people like to have the breakfast for dinner. You don't have to be strict with a lunch meal can't be a dinner meal. They're often going to be a much better and much healthier than what people are eating that are quick and convenient.
These are doctor-designed healthy meals.
Right. You know, I have been in my practice for the past 19 years, and I have 3 dietitians who work with me. We practice in Naples, Florida. A lot of our patients are older. Granted, they're in great health. They're able to come on in and see us because they want to be healthier yet. But a lot of patients in their 70s and 80s who enjoy food, and we know that we need to get the lean quality protein. We need the fiber that comes from vegetables and the complex carbohydrates. We want to keep the simple carbohydrates to a minimum. And that's the difference between the meals that we have versus the meals that you would, say, get at a restaurant or even in a lot of grocery frozen meals, where what's primarily in the meals in the other places are carbohydrates, large amounts of pasta or rice, not very much protein. Protein's expensive. You know, so sometimes if you open up a frozen meal, it's like, wow, was there chicken in that? I think I missed it, you know, because what's inexpensive are the noodles and the pasta. But as we get older, we need less carbohydrates and more quality lean protein and healthy fats.
So as a bariatric physician, you've probably seen stories of how poor nutrition has negatively affected people's health, and developing good nutritional habits has change people's health for the better. Do you have any stories that you can share, anecdotes you can share?
Absolutely. I have a great one. So last December, so December of 15, I saw a lovely gentleman, 75 years old. He had high blood pressure. He actually had pre-diabetes on his blood work. And he had said that he thought he was a sugar addict. You know, he was overweight, almost 300 pounds, and really needing to lose weight because of the health concerns. He worked with one of our dietitians and actually decided to order Bistro MD, the Silver Cuisine products, and ended up picking the things that worked for him, which he really liked. He found some of the breakfast meals he loved, some of the dinner meals, some of the soups. And he said that after a week or two on the meal plan where he balanced his blood sugar with the right amount of protein, the right meals and the right snacks, cravings that had plagued him for the majority of his life were gone. You know, he had been very, very successful in business, but had still felt, you know, ashamed that he could not control his weight. Long story short, we worked with him through the winter season. He returned to his northern home for the summer, continued to order Silver Cuisine Bistro MD over the summer, and I saw him back last December. He has lost 85 pounds. He has taken no medication to do this. In fact, we had to lower his blood pressure medicine, as you would anticipate would happen. I'm sorry, we lowered his cholesterol medicine because now his cholesterol medicine is like too low. I mean, his cholesterol is too low with the medication he's having with, you know, that amount of weight loss. But he feels wonderful. He has stamina. He can play golf. Now he's 76 years old. You know, what a success story. And many times people don't believe that it's possible that you could lose weight healthily in your 70s. But it certainly is. So many of the patients who we see in our practice who are in their, you know, later 60s, 70s, and 80s, they would like to lose weight to look better. But most of the time, it's like, I need to balance these medical conditions. My doctor has said I need medication for diabetes now. Or my doctor said, now I need a third blood pressure medication. Or even on cholesterol medicine, my cholesterol's too high. That happens. You know, medicine can help, but it doesn't cure everything. You know, so they'll actually come in and we'll find that, you know, with the right diet, with the right meal plan, getting what works for metabolism, people can lose weight and these medical conditions reverse. That's the whole reason I devoted my medical career to this and then created Bistro MD and Silver Cuisine to take that knowledge, the fact that we can go ahead and improve people's health by helping them eat better and making it easier.
You know, and also when you were talking about that 75-year-old gentleman, I realized that there's food so tied up with emotion and food is so tied up with addiction that once he broke the addiction to sugar, he probably never went back.
It was incredible. What he said is that I feel free for the first time in more than 50 years. And that's incredible. And that's with no medication added for addiction, nothing like that.
So you're just the perfect person to ask this. If you had just one moment to give a caregiver, family caregiver, the most important piece of advice you can share with them, what would that be?
You can't be there for the ones you love if you don't eat well, if you don't take the time. And I think that that is the most important message. It has to be self-care, and then I can help with other care.